Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. We're here at ZenCon 2013, and I'm here with my good friend, Mr. Mark Brown, or Mark J. Brown, as I always refer to you, just because that's what you've got on Twitter.
I throw the J in there because there's a lot of Mark Browns out there in the world, so I have to differentiate if I can. So.
And Mark, you are with Microsoft, and you work on the Windows Azure team.
That's right.
And you turn up at just about every PHP conference that I've been to in the past 3 or 4 years, talking about how Azure is now a platform that runs PHP. Well, not now. It's been for some time.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you tell us a bit about this? Because I still think this is one of the unknown secrets of the PHP community.
Yeah, sure. So, Azure's been around since about 2009. And we had a PaaS offering there. And you had web roles and worker roles. And those were basically kind of virtual machines. They ran Windows. You could run PHP on that, but you really had to use Windows to go and build your packages and, mm-hmm. and all that. And we still have that. About 18 months ago, we released to the market two different offerings. One of those was real virtual machines or real IaaS mm-hmm. in there. And we've got all kinds of flavors of different Windows Server versions in there, Windows Server 2012, 2008, and then now we started adding things like SQL Server and VizTalk Server and SharePoint Server, and we even have VMs in there that run Visual Studio and all kinds of stuff. The other thing we offered too was Linux VMs, so you've got multiple flavors of Linux in there. There's Ubuntu 12.04, 13.10, there's an LTS version in there as well. OpenSUSE, SUSE Enterprise, CentOS is in there. What else have we got? Oh, Oracle Linux in there. So we just recently announced a thing with Oracle just this summer, and we had one of our VPs at Oracle World there. So we've got Oracle Database, Java VMs, Oracle Linux, WebSphere, all kinds of Oracle offerings in there. So now we've got, you know, Windows VMs, you got Linux VMs. We also have a whole community collection of VMs. These are basically like AMIs. So they're all created and contributed by the community mm-hmm. out there. We've probably got well over 300 images in there. So Drupal, WordPress, Magento, multiple flavors of the LAMP stack out there running, you know, 5.3, 5.4, 5.5, Nginx, tons of different ones out there. And people can go and create their own and upload those in there if they want.
So these community virtual machines, I could go set up my account, spin up one of these, and then start using it.
That's right.
Okay. Well, that's very cool. What's your target audience, target market? I mean, are you looking... Microsoft has traditionally been big enterprise.
Yeah.
Are you still looking at big enterprise? Are you looking down market? Is there a specific group you're going after?
It's both, right? And so I think for, you know, big enterprises, they want to, you know, kind of own as much as they can but still have the benefits of cloud. So they're going to be attracted, I think, to our virtual machine, our IaaS offerings.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a website PaaS. It's kind of a PaaS for web developers, and that's just called Azure Websites.
Okay.
And that's really targeted at kind of maybe the more... Well, not the lower end of the market, I'll say, but it's targeted more at web agencies or web shops that go and build websites for their customers.
Mm-hmm.
And we have support for PHP in there. PHP 5.3, 5.4, 5.5 is coming. We have support for Node in there.
Oh, wow.
Support for Python in there. And that's just native. All you have to do, and this is the beauty of it, is just deploy your code. You don't have to set anything. You don't have to prep anything. It's just there. We also have a MySQL available as a service available in there, so you can provision mm-hmm. that straight from the portal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's we have that available through a partner in there.
Now, you say PHP is available on all this, but I hear PHP is available on a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Will the version of PHP that is available, will it run the standard, you know, Magento, Drupal, WordPress? Is there anything funky about it, or is this truly just stock PHP?
It's stock PHP. It's running on Windows, of course, but I don't think that's really mattered.
That hasn't mattered in quite some time.
Quite some time. Yeah. Especially with 5.5. I've just done some benchmarking running PHP on Ubuntu and PHP on Windows with 5.5, and it's shocking. In fact, it's as good, as fast as it is on any flavor of Linux now.
So that's awesome.
It's great. I mean, it's really at parity. So now it shouldn't matter what you deploy it on.
Yeah. Well, that's a tribute to, you guys have been for some time, Microsoft has been committed to making sure that PHP is a first-class citizen. You've got Pierre working on it.
Pierre Joy is amazing.
Yes.
That guy is just so great. And he was just up in Seattle, and we went out and had dinner, and I gotta tell you, man, I'm so excited, and he's done such a great job since like 2007, maybe, working with us.
And I know Liz Smith does some work also, at least on the community side. But I've only had the chance to meet Pierre one time, but I was very impressed with him. He and I met at IPC Fall back in 2009. I was very impressed with him, but I keep track of the contributions and what all you've got. Microsoft has got him doing, and it's great for the PHP community that you guys feel so strongly about it that you've committed a resource to it.
And we keep contributing. I think we got more than one person that's helping out on that now.
Cool.
So yeah, I think there's two people I think working directly with him, and then we've got people back in Redmond as well. There's this guy named Steven Zarkos who works in our Open Source Technology Center. We even had people from the compiler team, our C++ compiler team, come and work, which is how we got all the performance benefits out of 5.5, because we invited the compiler guys in, or those Pierre and those guys did. They sat down, analyzed the code, and it was just amazing how they were able just to completely goose the performance out of that. So.
Well, from the community standpoint, we really appreciate it, because the more places we can get PHP running and running well, the more opportunities that PHP developers have.
That's right. And as PHP matures and grows into the enterprise especially, developers are going to run into customers who are going to say, hey, I got Windows everywhere, but I want to run PHP or I want you to build this thing in PHP. So that just makes developers' lives easier, right? Where they don't have to worry or care about it. If they want to run it on Linux, that's perfectly fine too. I mean, go and spin up some Linux VMs and go nuts out there. But at least you can feel confident and have just as good a performance, just as much stability, just as much support for running it on Windows as well. So,
Let's talk a little bit about ZenCon since you're here.
Yeah,
has it been a good show for you?
It's been great. You know, we had these little Mini Cooper cars.
I've seen those things all over the place. Matter of fact, if you've listened to any of the episodes that we've recorded here at ZenCon, you will hear them running all over the floor.
Back and forth. Well, here, I don't think I got a chance to give you one.
Well, thank you, sir.
I appreciate that. I think your kids are maybe a little too old for that, but
But I'm not.
But you're not too
old
for
it. No, I can chase
this
dog around the house with this.
I feel sorry for everyone's animals that got a car this week. I know.
But it's been a good show for you guys?
It was amazing. We did a little social contest, so people would all they had to do is tweet a picture of themselves or something at ZenCon and just hashtag it ZenCon and Windows Azure. And then we built this little social app. Well, actually, Musketeers did.
Yeah.
We wanted to get, there was a couple of points, is we wanted to see what a real PHP shop thought about building on Windows Azure. So we thought this would be a great way for us to get feedback about the platform, about the SDKs, about all of it, and get this app built in time for ZenCon. So we asked Eli if he'd be interested in doing this. And I got to tell you, man, those guys were awesome. Those guys were great.
Eli and I've talked to Eli about that several times here today, or this week.
Yeah.
And he was very impressed.
Yeah.
He says what everybody else that I've talked to says. We didn't realize how
there was that much there.
Yeah.
I mean, think they built that. It's all running on Linux. And that thing ran all week for us here. And so anyway, people would go and they'd tweet and it would show up in the queues and we'd approve them in there. And then we'd pick a winner every hour or half hour and tweet it back to them. And they'd come and pick up their car. And
that's cool.
Yeah. And then, if people didn't win, I I just said, hey, go sign up, build something, deploy anything you want on there, and then just come back, show me, tell me what you thought, and I'll give you a car.
Yeah,
and,
I saw that. And these are not the little cheesy Radio Shack cars either. I mean, these are nice size, you know, 6-7 inch long muscle remote control cars. Yeah. So,
and they're fast.
Oh yeah. So it's been funny watching them run all over the trade show floor.
I've been tripping people with it all week.
Well, I do appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. I'm looking forward to even more great things coming out of Microsoft with the PHP community. You guys we've talked on several podcasts that. I feel like, and so many people agree, that unlike other big companies out there, Microsoft has actually earned its seat at the table with the PHP community. And I've watched you guys go from we don't like you to we want to buy you a beer to now you're actually a partner with us in the PHP community. And I really appreciate that attitude.
And I think the reception we've gotten at events like ZenCon or all the other events, particularly within the last year, has really... really marked a sea change in attitudes and willingness to not just try it out, but to say, hey, this is actually really great. And thanks to you for giving me a choice out there for running my app. So, well, thanks again, Cal. I appreciate it.
And, thank you. And thank you for taking the time. And thank you on behalf of the PHP community to Microsoft for everything you guys are doing for the PHP community.
Well, Cal, thank you for being such a great mentor to so many people in the community and being a steward of the community itself. And, We'll see much more of each other, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled E-L-E-P-H-P-A-N-T.